Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Set up an alert to let me know when we're actually on air or not. If only there was some way I could tell. If only there was some, like, music that would start playing in advance of the show. Oh, wait, there is. Sorry, that's my bad.
And this, Flying by the Seat of Your Pants edition.
We're not quite...
Captain's lack of attention.
We're not quite out of the woods yet. And, in fact, I'm not even supposed to be here today. Telephone.
Oh.
And then...
De phone.
Yes, boss, it's de phone. Anyway, if you would like to place a phone call,
call your operator,
it's going to ask you for digits of the destination in which you would like to have your phone call go to. And then you would enter 603-283-6160. And that would end up on the studio line here at Free Talk Live. So if you wanted to have your voice heard by somewhere around a couple hundred radio stations, why, that's
millions
what you would do.
Of people.
So, you know, I suggest this to people all the time. There seems to be a bit of, I guess I'll call it radio reluctance in the world. People get nervous as if they're about to be on stage, for example.
Yes.
Right? They're like, oh my gosh, my voice is going to be heard on 100th radio. And they get, you know, butterflies in the stomach, a little yep. stage fright, that kind of thing. So, I realize that some folks might have that, but fight through it. If you want to get your voice heard and you have something to say, well, give us a call, 603-283-6160, and you can get it out. Let it out, because if you keep it bottled up inside, why, you know, that's not good for your mental health.
Just pretend like you're just talking to us here in the studio.
Yes. And, of course, in the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
I'm Nikki Sunshine.
Reggie Rich.
We've got lots of fun things to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
Something about a ninja and an airfield. Something about Kramer from Seinfeld. We've got something about Emperor Biden. We've got something about going postal.
Ooh.
We've got something about women suing men over unwanted pregnancies.
I thought they already could do that. Like, isn't that just child support?
We might get to okay. that. We'll see. Also, something about health workers, anti-vax spouses, and, you know, they're facing a surcharge in Louisiana.
And this if might, you call in, we will get to none of these stories.
In fact, I think this is the same thing that one of us already brought in where, well, we'll get to that if time allows us to. It is important to me to point out when somebody has been on this show for some sort of period of time, and that would be Nikki Sunshine. I believe it is your 1 year.
It is. It is my 1 year anniversary. This is the first time I ever stepped foot in this studio 1 year ago today.
So, nice.
Yeah, I actually, when I came here, I had no clue what Free Talk Live was.
Really?
Oh, okay. No, never heard
of it. So this is
it.
Not your on-air wow. anniversary.
No, okay. No, this was just the first time I had come up to New Hampshire or came Got up it. To Keene.
That's interesting. I wonder, like, I think you're in the minority of people who, when they come here, they kind of already have an idea of what's going
on
here.
Yeah, it seemed like everybody else kind of already knew what it was, but I was, you know.
Well, welcome.
Hidden away.
And thank you for, you know, of course, being here as long as you have and contributing to the show. Of course, your perspective is welcome. There's always this, I don't know if it's a stigma, but there's something that kind of goes around in the Liberty community, and that is that it's a broad fest.
Yeah.
You know, that it's okay. a male-dominated area of life. The thoughts of libertarians and anarchists and freedom-oriented people are mostly male. And, like, I don't really necessarily agree with that.
Okay, I do. It's true, statistically.
I think maybe it used to be more so, and now a lot more women are kind of coming around to the ideas of freedom and liberty, and a lot more women are migrating to New Hampshire.
And that is kind of the point that I wished to make, which is, you know, you're here on the show, and yep. So, you know, if you're out there in listener land and you think that, oh, well, that's not something women could, no, it's totally something women could and should do.
Well, because Free Talk Live is a very progressive show in that respect.
Compared to other shows.
Compared to others.
Yeah, by a long shot.
It is not dominated by, you know, a single host. There's a rotating cast.
Yep.
And just about anyone with, you know, no offense, but like minimal qualifications, can be like, can I be on the show? I'm like, sure.
Yep.
Let's see what you got. You know, and then you get a shot at it. So,
oh, can you talk? Yep, I can. Okay, great.
Right.
Let's put you in a seat, see how you do.
But you got to be here, and you got to come to the studio, or you can call in and, you know, see what you got there. But it's, you know, there's no restrictions pretty much on who can get on and what you can say once you do get on.
Right.
Yeah.
And I do like the fact that, you know, we have several female hosts and co-hosts and that kind of a thing.
That's my point.
Because it is, you know, not gender specific. Freedom
male,
is for female, everybody.
In between, yeah. Doesn't matter here.
Freedom is for everybody. you know, if you're a human being, you know, freedom is for you. In my opinion, it's how all people should, you know, focus their lives or spend their lives is making sure that they are as free as possible. Because if somebody else is restricting you, or if somebody else is taking your money, or if somebody else is making you behave in a way that you didn't consent to, why, that kind of makes you their slave.
Yep.
Not kind of.
Okay.
Definition.
That makes you their slave for whatever that piece of your life is. And that should be alarming to everybody who thinks that they are about freedom. I know there's a lot of people in the world, in the United States specifically, who will get behind the rally cries and the patriotism surrounding United States of America and land of the free and the, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I beg you to take a much deeper dive, a much better look at the state of freedom and whether or not the country, the government of the country, represents that for you. Because if you do, the evidence is overwhelming. Now, I can't force you to take a deeper look. I can't tell you, you know, what evidence. I can tell you what evidence to look at, of course. That's what we do here all the time on Free Talk Live. But you have to make your own decision, ultimately. But take an open-minded look. What is the outcome of this thing called government? Is it more freedom for you? More freedom for your children, your family? Is it more freedom for your neighbors? Is it more freedom for your community? Is it more freedom? Or is it more oppression?
Well, if you're talking about the government, if you're talking about freedom specifically, it's always less freedom if the government is, quote unquote, representing you.
Right.
The real problem is, like, freedom is a value not shared by the vast majority of normal people.
Right. Most people would give up freedom to have safety.
Right.
Which is the antithesis of freedom.
So if you're a lover of freedom, right, you cannot surround yourself by those who don't.
Right.
Because you will always be outnumbered, you will always be outvoted. And your government will reflect that with more and more tyrannical measures and oppression.
And not even just that. I mean, it's bad for your mental health. I mean, I'm from Massachusetts, where
it's, sorry to hear that.
Especially like in my age range, like millennial-aged people, a lot of them are liberals. A lot of the people I went to high school with were liberal. A lot of like my friends at the time were liberals. And I just felt like, man, like, am I the only one that feels this way? Because I've always been an anarchist since I was a young, like, little kid, like, as long as I can remember. I've always not trusted the government, not trusted the state. And I just kind of felt alone in that sense. I'm like, nobody feels the same way that I do. And then I started coming up to New Hampshire more, and I started making friends in New Hampshire. And for the first time in my life, I was like, whoa, there are hundreds of people that feel the exact same way that I do. And it was just really refreshing.
I feel the exact same way that you did when I was in Seattle, right? I spent a lot of time being not political. I ignored politics for most of my life, like almost completely. You know, whenever some political guy, whoever it is, senator, president, you know, congressman, whatever, appeared on TV, I'd be like, change the channel. to watch something, you know, entertaining.
Yeah.
You know,
life is short, man. You don't have to watch that stuff.
And these people, these politicians always felt creepy to me, like used car salesmen creepy.
Yeah.
Right? And no offense to used car salesmen who are on the up and up. And
they provide a valuable service for a lot of people.
They do. So, but like, you know, in that stereotypical sense, like something is off about these people. It turns out that, like, I thought I was alone and everything, but no, I was just correct.
Yep.
But not surrounded by people who also held the same beliefs as I did. And then I was like, wait, oh, it's not just me? Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
603-283-6160. How did you come to the thought?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
are listening to Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's called Free Talk Live for that.
Otherwise, we just talk about nothing.
Much like Seinfeld.
Yeah. Nothing and everything, nothing. All at the same time.
It's very good.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you would like to join us. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And then out of nowhere, a ninja suddenly appeared.
A sword-wielding ninja.
Oh, sorry. My bad. And then, out of nowhere, a sword-wielding man dressed in a full ninja outfit.
So, before we get into this article, I'm going to share an anecdote about ninjas very briefly.
Okay.
It's like one of my many, many claims.
Before you share your anecdote,
okay. Go ahead.
I want to tell you that I am a fan of ninjutsu. And I have been since I was like 8 years old.
Okay.
What is that?
There was a television show called The Master in like, I don't know, 84 or something. And it starred like Lee Van Cleef as like the ninja master. And then it had this guy named Sho Kasugi, who is one of the best martial arts stuntmen who has ever graced the planet. If you've seen a martial arts movie that has done well in the theaters, I guarantee you Sho Kasugi was likely in it as one of the stunt actors or choreographers of all the martial arts scenes. He was that good. And so anyway, Sho Kasugi played, you know, sort of the bad guy ninja, and then Lee Van Cleef was sort of the good guy ninja, and they went to ninja school together, so they were like, you know. Anyway, so I got infatuated with that through, I think it was, it's the magazine where on the back you can order, like, mercenaries and stuff.
Guns and Ammo?
It's one of those. It wasn't okay. Guns and Ammo, but something like that.
Karate?
Like, no, it was like, It was a very gun-oriented magazine. Anyway, in that magazine in the back, there was like, you could order a book on how to be a ninja, right? And it was written by a guy named Stephen K. Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. And he became the United States' foremost authority on ninjutsu. And it turns out that ninjutsu isn't much different from other martial arts, right? It's not just like guys in masks and like being mercenaries and stuff. It's actually an art within itself. And so I went to this ninja seminar, as they say. They didn't say ninja. They said ninja in the commercials for the seminar. I went to this thing, and I was 13 or something, you know? And so I wasn't very... And, like, I didn't really get to participate much because, like, if you were under 18, they wouldn't let you, like, hold the sword. I had to hold, like, the wooden katana instead of, like, the actual sword. And, you know, anyway, I didn't get to have as much fun as I thought I would. But... within that, there was also a book written by Ashita Kim that was published on Paladin Press. Now, Paladin Press is famous for publishing things like, I believe they published an edition of the Anarchist Cookbook back in the day. Like, publications that you can't, like, go check out at the local library or that were otherwise frowned upon by local bookstores and stuff. Paladin Press would publish these things. And that's how I found out about Paladin Press and discovered a bunch of other publications that weren't related to ninjutsu at all, but, you know, through this publishing company, I became familiar with at least titles from other companies. So, all that being said, I have this fascination with ninjas and ninjutsu. I've seen all the ninja films and Enter the Ninja, Return of the Ninja, The Night of the Living Ninja, whatever it is, right? All that kind of stuff. So I'm very infatuated by the story that you brought in, Richie Rich, because the headline reads, "Sword-wielding man dressed in full ninja garb injures two U.S. special ops troops in midnight attack at California airfield." So before
we
get into
that,
that's the headline. You had an anecdote, though.
I did, but I'll be brief so we can get into the article. I once scared a ninja, and I'll just leave it at that.
How did you scare a ninja?
Do you really want to hear the story?
Well, I mean, you brought it up.
I did.
Is it worth hearing?
I thought so.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
So I was, we were doing a thing at a hotel, and we were just like meandering about the hotel. And then we decided, you know, hotels have the little benches outside the rooms you can just sit and rest at. So I was with my buddy, and, you know, we just decided to take a break, sitting in the hotel, on the bench outside the hotel room. And all of a sudden, the door bursts open. A ninja comes flying out the door, starts doing, like, all the ninja, like, martial arts door, like, in the hallway of the hotel. And then I was like, holy cow, dude, a ninja. You know, except, you know, I didn't say holy cow. Right? And the ninja got startled by my presence there and literally turned around and said we shouldn't be sneaking up on people.
A ninja
told us we shouldn't be sneaking up on people.
That's hilarious. Do you have a ninja story, Nikki? Have you ever been?
I don't think so.
You ever seen a ninja live?
I pretend to be a ninja sometimes.
So when I was, you know, a young boy, and obviously I'm infatuated with this ninjutsu thing, me and my brother used to play. We would get dressed up as if we
tie the t-shirt around your face,
on the face, and over the head. You know, we would run around in the backyards of our neighborhood and like lie down in between trees so like a cursory inspection you couldn't see us, and like the parental units would come out and be like, "Hey, where are you guys? It's time for dinner," or whatever, right? And we'd just like lay there and they couldn't see us. We're like, ha 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 ha. So anyway,
real ninjas.
Yeah.
Real ninjas. I think mine was real ninjas, like full on garb and everything, and doing the martial arts stuff in the middle of the hallway, just after bursting out of a hotel room. So sword wielding man, full ninja garb. A man suited up in ninja gear launched a daring nighttime assault on U.S. Special Forces troops at an airfield north of L.A., slashing one with a katana and hurling a large rock at another before fleeing.
Wow.
Now, I just have to say that there is a fine line between courage and stupidity. And for these guys to use the word daring, I don't know if I quite agree with that it was daring. I think this might have been...
He ran out with a sword and attacked special forces. That's
full,
daring.
In full ninja garb. I think that this might be bordering on not smart.
Okay. I mean, like, obviously.
Depending on your motive, right? Like, I haven't, you know, I don't know if the article states what his
motive. He put on the ninja gear, took his ninja katana, and said, like, you know what, special forces, I'm coming for you.
I think I need more context to decide.
Okay.
Captain Context agrees.
Here's the unfortunate part of the article. He was later arrested.
No.
You mean he didn't, like, throw, like, a smoke bomb and disappear?
Which would have been perfect for a ninja. Right? Where's that stuff, man? Come on. Get your gear in order first.
All right.
Identified as Gino Rivera, 35. The man showed up at the Inyokern Airport, located in the Mojave Desert, some 100 miles north of Los Angeles, California, around 1 a.m. on September 18th. Decked out in a ninja getup and wielding a large sword, the Kern County Sheriff's Office announced on Friday. From the report, 9/18/21, 1:10 a.m., Ridgecrest substation deputies responded to an Inyokern airport for an assault with a deadly weapon. Deputies discovered the suspect had assaulted a victim with a sword and thrown a rock through a hangar window, hitting an additional victim in the head.
Good
the
sheriff,
right? That's some ninja aim right there.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Through a hangar window and still hitting your target.
Because the hangar windows are kind of up high.
They're up. You got to arc that thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's some physics involved there, which is called in to assist the Ridgecrest PD.
603-283-6160.
What's your best ninja story?
Have you been attacked by a ninja? Have you been a ninja and gone on a ninja mission? 603-283-6160. Let's hear from all you ninjas out there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden has been working this weekend, according to the White House, and will be holding some meetings at the White House with top congressional leaders in the next few days as he's trying to get his infrastructure bill and the larger social spending plan passed by lawmakers. The president saying, quote, everybody's frustrated, but says that's part of being in the federal government. Mention Huntington Beach, California to pretty much anyone on the planet, and they'll think beaches and beautiful clean waters, but now a cleanup operation's underway in those waters. As the Huntington Beach mayor says, the oil spill that's developed has come from
an offshore oil production operation.
The spill of about 3,000 barrels worth of oil, first reported early Saturday, sequel to the 2018 comic book saga Venom, Let There Be Carnage, is the new top movie in the U.S. and Canada. And this is USA Radio News. Democratic U.S. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey saying a database of violent interactions between police and suspects and citizens is needed for the entire nation. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, he said the database would be essential to get a better look into what's actually happening when it comes to police brutality. Booker insisting it's not a political issue but a moral one, especially because there are families who do suffer the loss of loved ones killed by police. Police in Florida believe they have found the body of a missing college student. The sheriff in Orange County, John Miner, says what they believe were the remains of 19-year-old Mia Marcano, who'd been missing for over a week, were found earlier Sunday. A maintenance worker at the woman's apartment complex has been the prime suspect in the case until he apparently took his own life a few days ago before investigators could find him and interview him. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's T-A-B-I, for those of you who don't know. Smoke bombs.
Did you have the sticky stars as a kid that just, like, get yelled at for hitting the TV?
No, I actually owned, like, legitimate throwing stars.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking during the break about the magazine in which I ordered the Ninja books from, and we remembered
Soldier of Fortune.
Soldier of Fortune magazine.
I was picturing it in my head the whole time, but I couldn't put my.
I was too. And thanks to you for, like, saying, what's another name for
mercenary?
Mercenary. And I'm like, Soldier of Fortune, that's it. And you're like, yes, that's it. And I'm like, yes, that's it. So. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about ninjas.
Yeah.
Or at least one specific man dressed as a ninja, identified as Gino Rivera, age 35, who showed up at an airport or something?
Showed up at an
airport.
In
the Mojave Desert?
Went on the attack.
with katana swords and throwing stones.
Throwing stones, definitely. Yes, ninja throwing stones.
Hey, it worked.
We will get back to the ninja story. First, I have to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com. Get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and very easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. We're going to go to Pedreg, who's calling from New Mexico. Pedreg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I've called you before.
Yes.
Did you ever watch Harrison Ford on Raiders of the Lost Ark or one of those movies? There were several sequels to him where he just pulled out his pistol at the ninja. And just
right. Yeah, the ninja's got like the sword and he's like... And he's like, oh, yeah?
There's a backstory to that. Like, apparently he had to use the bathroom and wanted to cut the scene short. Or something to that effect.
I don't know. I wasn't there. But I could say there's a lot of ninjas that work for United States government and military.
I know. That's why this story seems so crazy to me, because I would think that if you're dressed as a ninja and you don't have guns, you have, like, swords and throwing stones or whatever.
Hey, throwing stones are good enough for David in the Bible. They're good enough for this ninja.
Like, I'm guessing you're going to get shot. I don't know. Just guessing.
He got arrested, not shot.
Pedreg, what were you calling about tonight?
I get arrested all the time. I was calling about Bitcoin.
Okay.
When I send Bitcoin through the ATM machines that they have,
when you
they have a few Bitcoin machines in the area. They're like ATMs or something they call them.
Yep.
Then you just have to flash a code. I can get a code from somebody and flash it on their phone in their little optics receiver there.
Yes, QR code, right. You scan the QR code. That's correct.
That's correct. Okay, and then I put in my phone number and I receive a receipt. But if I send $20, then only $17 goes to the recipient. If I send $500, I think, I forget what it was now, I think it was $470, something like that. I got all over.
You're trying to send to another address using the Bitcoin ATM. I get you.
So your concern is with the miner fees, or like?
Well, is that what it is? A miner fee? Who gets that money?
Well,
when I send money through Bitcoin, who gets that money?
It's probably a combination of people. It's probably, as Richie Rich points out, the miners are getting, you know,
a percentage,
but also the owner of the vending machine,
right?
Has to make money somehow. They bought the machine, they put it in there,
right?
And so that would be the other place where some of that money goes.
Right. So there are fees associated with Bitcoin transactions, but that's true for all cryptocurrencies.
And I understand that it's a little more than my bank. My bank only charges $5, and they charge quite a bit more than that for wire transfer. I know it's tracked by the government. You can't track Bitcoin. So I really don't know who on the other end is.
So you were pointing out like one of the common complaints with Bitcoin transactions in general, and that those fees are large at this point in time, relatively large compared to other options, which is why people have chosen other options. What's that?
Yes. I know Bitcoin is untraceable.
It is traceable.
To anybody.
That is 100% traceable.
Bitcoin is traceable. On the public blockchain, the only way that that's meaningful to anybody is if they know your wallet destination and the destination of where you send the funds to.
Okay. So let's say that I was a lonely old man who had a couple of dollars.
Okay.
And I went onto a website that was about women who were lonely looking for a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some girl on there who was from Nigeria, Korea, Russia, Florida, doesn't matter where, could be next door neighbor, running a scam. How would I know that she's receiving that money?
If it's a scam, you can rest assured she's receiving that money. That's why they scam to get the Bitcoin.
They get the Bitcoin, but you don't know who you're really talking to.
That is correct. So don't send money or Bitcoin to random women on the internet.
Right. Which is just a good practice. I mean, if you wouldn't send regular money to this person, don't send cryptocurrency to this person. Now,
don't cash out them. Don't Venmo them.
Right.
Don't PayPal them.
Okay. Yeah. See, there's a lot of payments that they want. Those Visa gift cards, they're using that now.
Right. Those are scams.
It's good in the United States. I don't think a Visa gift card is good outside of the United States, but Bitcoin is good worldwide.
That is true.
Okay.
But so the Visa gift card scams, even if they can't use it, what they will still then do is resell it at a discount. Right?
Well, they want a front of the Visa card for the number, and then you have to roll it over to get that little secure VVC, right. VVC code.
So don't give them that either.
See, and that's what I'm trying to allude to here is Bitcoin is worldwide.
It is?
Yes. But the scams that you're talking about predate Bitcoin by a significant margin. Right? Bitcoin is just another tool that these scammers will use to get the money that they want.
Yeah, there have been, you know, these mail order bride scams and these, you know, folks looking to take advantage of lonely people for way longer than Bitcoin has been in existence.
Right.
It's just that they're now adapting to, you know, the new technology. So you have to be as careful as you would, if not more, you know, if anything, cryptocurrency should make you a little more careful with what you spend and how you spend, regardless as to whether or not you're using cryptocurrency.
Good point. That's a good point. And who's we, the government wants my property taxes every time I buy gasoline, buy food, whatever, eat at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the government is kind of keeping track of that? I know the Chinese cracked down on cryptocurrency and it dropped quite a bit.
Who in the government is keeping track of the Bitcoin transactions?
Yeah, is it the FBI besides writing $250,000?
I mean, it would be a representative of the IRS in some form or fashion, but what they're currently counting on is either you being honest about your reporting or being big enough to get on their radar so that they can crack down on large-scale operations.
Hey, Padraig, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Certainly, you know, anytime money is involved, transactions, right. you need to be careful and know who you're sending to
right.
and what and how much and have a way to verify that. Because while it's really easy to talk about, you know, the scam is Bitcoin-oriented, as you pointed out, these scams have existed since, before I was born. Anyway,
the dawn of man in some form.
The dawn of man, yes, totally. And so do be careful. Be very careful with how you spend. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll find out more about this ninja in the Mojave Desert.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen.
Come on, come on.
To Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you would like to call, talk about whatever's on your mind. You can talk about what we're talking about. We're going to talk more about this ninja in just a minute. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
Before we talk about ninjas, I want to let folks know that for too long, the federal government has overstepped its bounds repeatedly. They've refused to abide by the Constitution, and they've committed heinous war crimes both abroad and, of course, at home. They've destroyed the currency. They don't seem to care about their routine violations of human rights. And even if that wasn't the case, though, isn't it absurd that people in California or other states thousands of miles away get to determine who rules over you? At NHExit.us, we're trying to change that. We've proposed an amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution that would allow New Hampshire to declare its independence from the shenanigans, warmongering, and economic destruction wrought by the United States government. Sign the petition today at NHExit.us. Let's see New Hampshire exit the U.S. Where others have failed, we will secede.
I love that tagline.
I know, I made it up.
I know.
I'm the only one who uses it, and I want to get a t-shirt with that on it.
You made it up, and it was great in the moment, and it's still great now.
I might go to one of those, like, ad hoc t-shirt websites where you could just, you know, type in your own text and just make one for myself or something. We'll see how it goes. So, at any rate, Richie Rich, you've been telling us about this story that you brought in from, is it RT.com?
Of course.
A ninja appeared out of nowhere.
At an airport in the desert.
Is this a military facility?
I don't know if it said specifically.
Because it said that the people he attacked were special forces.
Right. So it's the Inyokern Airport. I don't know if you want to...
It's not in your face. It's Inyokern.
Inyokern. Right. Airport out in the desert. So I don't know. I have no idea what kind of airport it was.
Okay.
Ridgecrest deputies arrived at the scene. Rivera reportedly refused to follow commands and brandished a sword.
Okay, wait a minute. Do we know what time of year this was?
Like 2 weeks ago, on September 18th.
So it's probably still hot in the desert.
But it's also 1:10 in the morning. So it's overnight.
Okay, I was just thinking, like, how, you know, physically deterring might it be, heat-wise, to be wearing full ninja garb in the desert?
That's a good point.
Have you seen the way Arabians dress?
Now, also a good point.
I also wanted to point out...
It's effective. It's isolated.
I said some words in the previous segment about, like I said, Ninja Tabi. People don't know what Tabi is. It's the shoes where... you know how you like... The difference between mittens and gloves?
Yes.
Mittens just sit, you know, four and then the one thumb, right? Ninja
Tabi.
It's got
the one slot for your big toe.
Yeah, has the one slot for just your big toe and the other four. And so you can wear sandals.
Slippers.
You can wear sandals with these Tabi shoes or Tabi socks. And then, of course, you know, the technology comes out and they make boots now that have that one slot, but it's still got traction on the bottom and that kind of thing. So that's what Tabi are. I just wanted to clarify.
Okay.
Also, the Inyokern Airport is open to the public. It's just, it says it's used for mostly general aviation.
Boom.
So it's not
Inyokern.
Not a military
airport.
So
he comes out brandishing a sword. The sheriff's office continued adding that non-lethal rounds were deployed. But ineffective.
They shot the ninja with rubber bullets.
They tried. Where they hit him. And they bounced right off.
I wonder if the ninja's like, wow, this ninja thing's really working out for me. I'm bulletproof.
Be even cooler if he like swung at one with his ninja sword and sliced in half. The suspect then fled, prompting a chase, after which he was tasered and dropped the sword, allowing officers to make an arrest.
Ninja cannot run the taser.
The bizarre incident, you need PCP for that. Like, that's a good taser deterrent. Just saying. You're going to go out and, you know, go out with a bang.
If you're a ninja and you're planning an attack on special forces and you wish to consult with somebody before your attack, please call 603-283-6160 to discuss this with Richie Rich.
I mean, I don't have the PCP for you, but I have seen people on PCP get tasered like you wouldn't believe, and they go,
no effect.
No effect.
Yep.
Like, and I go, all right. So that's the
your puny tasers have no effect on me.
Right. Just throwing it out there, you know, if you're going to be in that situation. The bizarre incident first noted by Stars and Stripes, the Pentagon's official press organ, was initially outlined in unconfirmed military incident report that appeared on social media. The report stated that an unnamed Army staff sergeant, referred to only as SSG in the document, was smoking a cigarette near a hangar at the airfield when an unknown person wearing full ninja garb, including a katana sword, approached him. The person wearing the ninja garb stated, "Do you know who I am?" SSG replied, "No."
Wait. So, I'm just imagining myself. Okay, I've joined the military, and I've made senior staff sergeant. I believe that's what SSG stands for. And I'm having a kind of a rough day, and so I decide to go outside to have a smoke. All right, so I'm having a smoke. Around the corner, out of nowhere, behind the bushes, somewhere, suddenly appears a ninja who goes, "Do you know who I am?"
Which is foolish if you're a ninja, right? Because that's why you wear the mask,
right?
To remain unidentified.
Oh my God.
And then starts chucking rocks at you.
You don't ask a man in a mask who he is.
Do you know? No, the man in the mask is asking the other guy if he knows who he is. Right, yeah.
It's also bizarre.
Like, the answer is going to be, no, you're wearing a mask.
Right. And so the staff sergeant replied, no. And then the unknown person then asked, "Do you know where my family is?" And again stated, "No." The report said. So he's on a mission.
Are you sure he wasn't on PCP?
I was going to ask that same question. Yes.
He's on something.
Okay.
So he's on a mission to find his family. This is, you know, this is some Rambo-esque Schwarzenegger one-man army type of thing going out. Like, they stole his family and he's going to get them back. Staff Sergeant said, "No, don't know where the family is." At this point, the person in ninja garb began to slash at the SSG, striking his phone and his knee and his leg. The SSG immediately began running through the parking lot, trying to evade the unknown person.
Okay, now I'm imagining being like another member of the military, not the same guy that I was before,
okay,
who's like in the distance and just out of the corner of his eye sees movement, right? And he's like, oh, look, there's Bob. Oh, he's being chased by a ninja.
Running through the parking lot with slashes in his knee and his leg. SSG jumped the fence and entered the airport's administrative building. The staff sergeant, along with another unnamed Army captain, then locked all the doors of the building and called 911. As the ninja assailant was kicking and punching doors and windows.
Okay. There's something hilarious about a member of the military calling 911.
Yeah.
When they're like on the job, and you would think that they would be otherwise armed.
Well, that's part of it. Like military bases, they're all unarmed.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't know that.
Why? Because
they're military bases.
Because they're dangerous. They have to go to the armory to get their stuff. But, so
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Here's another
some army that is.
Right. So here's another like
sounds very British.
Here's another pro tip for you, right? If you're going to attack a military base with you can do so with a small squad
with a sword,
but you know, get to the armory first. Because if they find out about your assault, everyone's going to have to rush to the army to get their weapons because they're not carrying it on their person on the military base.
Do the different military branches, and you might not know the answer to this, do they share an armory if they're, like, you know, if there's, at this particular airport, if there's Army, Navy, Air Force, yeah. Marines, is there a separate armory for each of them, or do they all sort of share one armory?
That I don't know. Coming from Hawaii, there's, you know, multitude of military bases on the island. But they're all individually branched. So there's like a Marine Corps base, an Air Force base,
an Navy Army base, yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay, so gotcha. Post office base, all those kind of things.
Yeah, definitely. You know, post office base for the armory. But yeah, so they all have their own specific army. I don't know any military bases that are like co-branched.
Yeah.
And if they were to share an army.
Okay. All right.
But just throwing that out there. The likelihood is that, you know.
I'm just asking questions. Yeah.
Right. Because every time you hear, like, you know, the military guy going on rampage on base and losing his cool, right, everyone else is unarmed.
This is called, by the way, for those of you who are old school, when somebody goes on sort of a rampage, it's called going postal.
Yeah.
Like, I'm from the old school. This is what it was originally called to me.
That's not PC anymore. Captain.
Right. And a lot, like I'm, that. You know, I'm taking it back, okay? I'm bringing back going postal. Because it's the OG term for when somebody, you know, flips out on their employer and decides to shoot it.
Because it used to happen a lot at the post office.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was, after a brief while, the man said to the left, return a few minutes, later carrying a large block of asphalt, which proceeded to hurl through the window of the admin building, striking the Army captain in the head,
oh,
as the sheriff's office would later.
Oh, I don't like it when it strikes a captain. 603-283-6160. Well, my captainship is earned, not given, so. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.